producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at gcnlive.com.
912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog League Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 1-877-317-6432. You know, yesterday the head of the Secret Service resigned. Probably she should have. There's been a lot of gaffes lately within the Secret Service. They're supposed to be a very high-tech, space-age, high-speed, low-drag counterforce against anybody that would attack the president. And at least the ones that are assigned to the White House are. Now, we also had an incident where somebody shot at the White House and the Secret Service missed it. In fact, they thought it was a gun backfire, not a gun, a car backfiring six times. Never heard a car backfire six times. And then the housekeeper found the broken glass in one of the rooms of the White House. And earlier in September, a military veteran and a climate change alarmist named Omar Gonzalez scaled the White House perimeter fence, sprinted across the lawn, if you want to call what he did, sprinted, and he penetrated the building. And only belatedly are we finding out he ran over a Secret Service agent, just bowled him over like a bowling pin, and penetrated deeply into the building and wasn't finally captured until he was in the East Room. Now, say what you want to say, and I say plenty of stuff about the president. I don't like this president. And the next president is going to have my point of view of how he's going to perform, he's going to have to be awfully proactive in a lot of different ways. But that's something we can't have. As a matter of fact, if that had been a home invasion, who knows how far that would have gone. Gonzalez was armed with a pocket knife when a Secret Service counter-assault team member finally tackled him just before he reached the green room. And as bad as that was, it could have been worse. The first family was not in the White House. They'd left the White House moments before. They weren't in the building when he breached security, so they weren't, by a matter of minutes, in any real danger. But that's sort of close. It's also, you know, Alton Nolan in Oklahoma was only armed with a knife, and look what he did with it. Gonzalez had been recently arrested in Virginia in July and stripped of multiple rifles, four pistols, and a revolver. You know, the Secret Service snipers, if he'd been running across the lawn with a long gun, would most definitely have shot him down. But he was armed with a knife, and we know what you can do with a knife, and we know how fast you can do it with a knife. And, this is just me and you knowing this, and you would think the Secret Service knows that, too. If a few things had gone differently, he could have very easily entered the White House with one or more loaded and concealed handguns and rushed the first family's quarters while the president, the first lady, and their daughters were in the residence. So it's dumb luck that this president and his family was not there this happened. This would have forced a gun battle inside the White House. This all leads to something, by the way. For the Secret Service, they're walking a tightrope because they have to balance security with not making it seem like the First Family is caged. Nobody wants to be caged up. They lose all autonomy when they enter. Anybody. When they become the President of the United States, the entire family that's living there, they are essentially high-ranking prisoners, you know. But there's some suggestions out there on how to make the president a little more free-ranging. If he wanted to, he's not going to, but if he wanted to, he could. And maybe we'll see this in a future president or something. Have you ever wondered why the president doesn't walk around armed? Should the president and the first lady of the United States be carrying a concealed weapon? Because this guy took down one Secret Service agent, just knocked him over and kept on going. But how, given all of these gaffes, and given what we've seen in the past, I mean, you know, there's been numerous assassination attempts of presidents over the years. Should it be considered, should it be a consideration to take the president, if he's a president like Obama, and train him and arm him to carry a concealed weapon as a final layer of self-protection? That seems odd, doesn't it? And this president would tell you it's odd in this day and age to make that suggestion. But firearms have not always been uncommon in the White House. Many of our past presidents have been soldiers and sport shooters and hunters familiar with firearms. President Eisenhower had a skeet shooting range installed at Camp David that most following officer soldiers have used, including President Obama for that really bad photo op. But when you take into consideration the modern terror threat, doesn't it sort of make sense to provide the president and the first lady and any adult children they might have at least some sort of rudimentary self-defense training, concealed carry permits, concealed carry weapons? Now, I don't know if he could get it in Washington, D.C., because they don't want anybody there to have these things. And this is not me getting out here being pro-Obama, okay? I'm pro-presidency. President Barack Obama abuses the presidency, so he's a bad president. But it may not always be that case. But the protection of all of our citizens, whether they're in a leadership position or not, I mean, should they look at this and say, I need to be carrying a gun? Trey Gowdy, who a lot of you probably like, seen him ripping everybody to shreds in the IRS thing and the Fast and Furious thing, and he's in charge of the Benghazi thing. Trey Gowdy was here back in South Carolina one time, and he drove up somewhere to pick up his daughter somewhere, and a mentally disturbed woman stuck a gun in his face. Trey was not carrying a gun at the time, but he did have the presence of mind to slam his gun into reverse and put a lot of space between her. And she did not pursue him because, like I said, she was mentally unbalanced. And they did pick her up. And I asked him after that happened, I said, maybe you and some of your staffers need to come and hang out with me and my pals and let's teach you a couple of things. Do we want to look at that? So I think... And that's right. In the chat room, DeCorzo is saying this guy, Gonzalez, they're lucky he didn't run with a T-shirt over a suicide vest across the lawn. All they saw was a knife, so they made that call that that's all he had. Think about that. Think about and apply that to your lives. When you're looking at somebody, how hard are you looking at them? That's just me musing out loud. It would be so distasteful, he would hate it. That would make me smile. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, October 1st, 2014, gold opened at $1,216.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,261.65, $630.82 for a half ounce, or $315.41 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,261.65, $630.82, and $315.41.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for a free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. You know, I've been waiting and watching, and I'm not surprised, but now I really have to question their humanity. You know, two people died in a Beaver Creek Walmart doing exactly, based upon a phone call from a guy who's a liar, Of course, nobody knew that when he made the 911 phone call, the only one that was made. And, you know, he did exactly what the Moms Demand Action advocate. I don't know if he's a member or anything. He walked it back after everybody started scrutinizing what he was saying. And you would think the deaths of two innocent people, because that's who they were. That young man, that young black man, innocent as the day is long. So, and the lady that died due to a heart attack, I'm pretty sure she was innocent too. So, you would think the Moms Demand Action, especially given the fact that one, a woman who was not involved at all, died of a heart attack in front of her children when the police showed up and shot him. They would maybe think quite seriously about walking this back a little bit. Of course, like I said yesterday, being a gun controller means having to say, never having to say that you were wrong about something. They were the ones that are advocating the swatting. Swatting is a practice of making a false or grossly exaggerated 911 call in hopes of creating a violent response by police officers who think they're responding to a violent crime in progress, such as a murder or an active shooting scenario. It's actually been used as a prank to play on your friends. Unfortunately, the victims of swatting are almost exclusively law-abiding citizens caught completely unaware when a highly charged police unit shows up with guns drawn and primed for a lethal force encounter. Now, a man, actually I believe it was Dean Weingarten, the very well-known writer on Second Amendment topics, a picture of him in a checkout line in Arizona wearing a pith helmet and his sidearm strapped in the open where it's legal to carry in Arizona, showed up. And the Moms Demand zealots, well, they swung into action. They wish someone would have called 911 and swatted him to death if they didn't summarily execute him first. From their Facebook page, Alan Cromat, call the police and say you feel threatened by a man with a gun. Jennifer Decker, every time I see someone with a gun in a store, I will call 911 because I feel threatened. They'll get tired of that right quick. Linda Andrew Hunsaker, if I see a guy carrying a big gun like this while I'm shopping, I have to assume he's a bad guy and shoot him. Are you carrying a gun, Linda Andrew? It doesn't make sense to wait to see if he shoots someone else first. He's got a gun in Kroger. I feel threatened, so it's my duty to shoot him first. Joyce Ward, why aren't the police called immediately? Why wasn't he shot by the police for having a weapon? What is the difference between this and the young man shot dead for holding a BB gun in Walmart in Ohio? What is the difference? Let me think. This guy's wearing a funny hat and the guy in Ohio wasn't. Surely it's something else. Tom Sapp, because of all the mass shootings, if I had a concealed weapon and I saw someone walking around Kroger with a high-powered weapon, I would assume that we're all about to be killed and I would stand my ground and destroy the person. I don't have a concealed weapon and I will never spend another dime in Kroger again. Sandra Skolnick, too bad someone didn't react as if he was a threat and take him out. Do you remember everything I told you about yesterday, like the high-powered thing? Do you hear all the parroting going on by these activist, violent people? These people need anger management. Like Linda Andrew Hunsaker, if I see a guy carrying a big gun that while I'm shopping, I have to assume he's a bad guy and shoot him. Are you carrying a gun, Linda Andrew Hunsaker? Doesn't that sort of go against everything? And you know what? It's legal in Arizona to do that. So you're going to walk up on somebody legally carrying a gun, which in Arizona, it's sort of regarded the same way as parking your car or carrying your phone or carrying your car keys or a wallet. That's the way it's regarded in Arizona. Are you going to roll up on a guy, especially like a Dean Weingarten? I mean, Dean is not, you know, he's not like David, you know, David was talking about, well, I'm not into the tactical training. You don't know what David's really into. He'll never admit to any of that, and I suspect the same thing about Mr. Weingarten. And why do you feel threatened by this? What is so bad? Somebody carrying a gun out in the open is not a bad guy. I submit that to you. They're telling you they've got a gun. A robber carries a concealed gun until the moment he pulls it out and says, give me what's in the register. A guy in the checkout line that happens to be wearing a gun, putting his purchases on the conveyor and pulling out his debit card is not a threat. And you don't call the police on somebody just following the law. That thread of comments from the Moms Demand supporters, they're well aware that John Crawford was shot to death by Beaver Creek, Ohio police. And they're not saying that was a bad thing. They want to know what the difference is between that and that. They don't care. They simply don't care if people die as long as it's one of the gun carriers. And if somebody out there, like that innocent lady who just had a heart attack because she heard shots going off, if she dies, so be it. To make an omelet, you got to break a few eggs. They also think that having a difference of opinion over how to exercise your legal rights is worthy of a death sentence. I've seen that before, and I have no doubt that we will see it again. Those who belong to the gun control cult aren't remotely against violence. In fact, they advocate it. They're not anti-gun. They're pro-gun. They're anti-Second Amendment. So they're anti-Second Amendment, and they're in favor of violence. What they're really against is armed resistance. These are the people that the Founding Fathers warned us about. These are the people that would see all of your rights stripped away so that you can join the collective hive mind. These are the people that we don't necessarily have to watch out for because they talk real big, but if they see us, they're going to scurry away like roaches when the lights are turned on. So, you know, it's just amusing to me. I'm sorry. I can't help myself. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
Trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. Cheney Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. Cheney Armor withstands up to 7.62 nail rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com or call 855-321-HEALTH.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up next hour, Jan Morgan. Gun cave indoor shooting range. She has banned Muslims from coming in. She's going to be joining us. She's taking a lot of flack. And we're going to let her tell you why she's done this. I hope, you know, to carry a gun, you have to handle that gun. And I hope that whenever you are handling a gun, that you are practicing the four very basic rules of safety. As someone, I mean, I myself have been involved in an incident where I violated one of the rules of safety, and it was catastrophic. For, you know, but for the grace of God, nobody died as a result of it. And that shaped the way I handle firearms now. At a qualification in Pennsylvania with the Pennsylvania State Police, a firearms instructor there violated numerous rules of gun safety, and a Pennsylvania State Trooper is dead now as a result of it. ...26-year-old David Kedra. State Police Commissioner Frank Noonan said in a statement Tuesday night, the trooper, it is with an extremely heavy heart and deep sorrow that I announce the tragic death of Trooper David Kedra of Troop K, Skip Pack Station. According to Noonan, he was shot in the chest during a training exercise in the Montgomery County Public Safety Training Complex. Action News is told... it was an instructor who accidentally fired the shot that struck the trooper. Let me tell you what an incident like this is. It is not an accident. It is 100% negligence. It was negligence in the case that I was involved in, and it was negligence in this particular case. When you are handling a weapon, You presume it's loaded all the time. And you never, ever point it at somebody that you don't intend to shoot and pull the trigger. I see this time and time again, and every time I see this, I reflect upon my personal experience. And I don't think I've ever told it here, and I don't think I really have the time to tell it here. Maybe I'll do that on a later date. I would do that as an object lesson because I know firsthand what that is like. I know what you go through when you do that negligently. As well as purposely, by the way. But, well, that's beside the point. This is not an accidental death. This is negligent homicide. The instructor, I'm sure, is right now going through a wide range of emotions that are horrific. They are horrific. The whole thing about a negligent discharge where you hit somebody is it never, the thing that's what's going on in your mind never stops. It doesn't stop when you go to sleep. It doesn't stop when you're awake. There is no escaping it. There is simply no escaping it. But this is a negligent shooting that has become a negligent homicide. And anybody that picks up a weapon, especially an instructor, when you put on an instructor's hat, you're taking on the responsibility of keeping everyone on that firing line as safe as possible. So that means if you're demonstrating something with your weapon, it's pointed up and down range. It's a very simple thing to do. Very simple thing to do. And you also have to take great pain to ensure the range itself and courses of fire are as safe as possible. Nobody walking around in them. Everybody, all the students, all the qualifiers, whatever they are, they're all on the firing line. They're not walking in the impact range. You may be in the impact range, but everybody's gun is in their holster. That's how, you know, that's just a rule of thumb. But when you're demonstrating a technique or you're demonstrating, it's going to be primarily all technique. Whether it's about stoppages, grip, targeting, whatever it is, it's all going to be about technique. When you're doing that, you let everybody huddle around you, behind you, to get a good view of what you're doing while your weapon is up and down range. You do not ever take the weapon, aim it in the direction of the students, and pull the trigger. Ever. You don't do that. You just simply, it's just not done. While, and here's what I would say about this. This guy, according to what I'm hearing about this, and we don't know all the details of this. We don't, for example, know what he was doing when he was demonstrating the firearm, doing whatever he was, and how he managed to put the barrel in line with his trooper's chest and pull the trigger. We don't know. We don't know. Police departments today typically carry modern firearms. The only way for them to go off is for them to have the trigger pulled. You can throw them against a wall with a round and battery. You can drop them on their back, drag them behind a car. Most of the time, they're just not going to go off unless you pull the trigger. So he pulled the trigger while he was pointing at one of his colleagues. As someone who's done this, that behavior should be condemned. When I did it, it should have been condemned. And it was in certain quarters. I got to hear things. Nobody, you know, there would be people. I was a kid, and there would be adults there, not knowing it was me, talking about what had happened. And I had to listen to that. And they were 100% correct. And I was lucky because it only became a learning experience for me. Some people are not that lucky.
a lot of them are not that lucky. And it has shaped the way I handle firearms. It, it's shaped my life. So when I hear something about this, you know, this was when I was a kid. But I knew the four rules. I knew them. I had been shooting for quite some time. I was exposed to handguns when I was 9. So, and those four rules were drilled into me. And I was negligent. And this guy was negligent. So, yes, I can tell you firsthand that this guy is going through a lot. But this type of behavior has to be condemned. It has to be condemned. And he has to be prosecuted. He should be prosecuted. But we'll see how it goes. If only because, you know, to a certain degree, maybe I should have been prosecuted. Yes, everybody, you know, everybody likes to give somebody the benefit of the doubt. And they say, well, everybody makes mistakes. I knew better, just like this guy knew better. But I was lucky. I was the outcome of my incident. I was very lucky. So when you're walking around, you're handling that weapon, remember those four rules, please. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diet to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. I just found out, I don't know yet because we haven't tried to call her yet, but I have heard that Jan Morgan is now turning down interviews, so we won't know till she committed to one to me, with me. That's why we're calling her. So if we get her and she comes on the air, then we will have her, and if she doesn't, we'll move on. We're going to see. There's a young man named Cody Wilson. I've been in a few other places before I made it to Genesis, and Cody has joined me many times. Cody is the young man who designed and actually made happen the first 3D printed pistol that worked. And he has taken, although, now let me clarify something. Printing that gun, it is a working gun. Yes, it is working, but no way I rely on that for anything. But what Cody did was he did a proof of concept. And the other thing he showed the world is that no matter how much gun control somebody tries to bring down upon you, there's always a way. Now he's moved into a new form of digital DIY gunsmithing, and this time his results aren't going to be made of plastic. Cody is a libertarian in every sense of the word, and this is a piece of machinery that you connect to your PC. And it's a milling machine that he calls, and I love it, he calls it the Ghost Gunner. it's like a miniature CNC machine. It's a 1 foot cube black box. It has a drill bit that's mounted on a head that moves in 3 dimensions to automatically carve digitally modeled shapes into polymer, wood, or aluminum. This CNC mill, sold by his organization known as Defense Distributed, costs $1,200. A little bit different than most CNC machines. It's designed to create one object in particular. It's designed to work on one object in particular. It is designed to do the work for you on an AR-15 80% lower receiver. Now, in California, they want to regulate those, and that just got shot down by Governor Moonbeam. I have two of these right now sitting in the house, not milled out yet. I tried to call Cody yesterday. I'll be trying to call him today. I may buy one of those things, and I may never buy another AR-15 again. I may just build them. The lower receiver is the body of the gun that connects its stock and barrel and magazine and other parts. On an AR-15, the lower receiver, which holds the fire controls or the trigger and the sear and the hammer, some other things, it's connected to the buffer tube where the buffer spring and the buffer itself resides, has the pistol grip attached to it, has the buttstock attached to the buffer tube. That is what is considered by the ATF to be the gun. That, when you buy it from a, if you buy one that's already milled out, has a serial number on it. If you buy it when it's 80%, it has no serial number on it. Therefore, you can build a gun. You're the manufacturer. And guess what? You never went through a background check for it. Because it is the part that is considered the gun, it is the most regulated part, unless it is at 80% completion. This is not a new phenomenon for people to get these things and actually make guns out of them. They do it with polymer. They do it with aluminum. They do it with all kinds of things. And then you order the rest of the parts that goes with it, the upper receiver, the barrel, the rail, the flash suppressor, or flash hider, whatever you want to call it, the buttstock, all these other things. You order all of that stuff separately, and you assemble a gun. You create a legal semi-automatic firearm with no serial number, obtained with no background check, no waiting period, or any other regulatory hurdle. Now, once you have made it, okay, once you have built it, once you have milled the fire control cavity out of the 80% lower, you can no longer sell it, because then it is now legally a gun. So no one, it's illegal to sell them, but no one prevents you. There's no law preventing you from actually doing it yourself. And this isn't a, it's not a new idea. So there's some hobbyist gunsmiths who've been making their own AR-15 bodies for years. But Cody likes to poke the bear. And that's why I like him so much. He said typically there's been a realm of gunsmiths, not the casual user. This is where digital manufacturing, the maker movement, changes things. We develop something that's very cheap that makes traditional gunsmithing affordable. You can do it at home. Cody would tell you, and he will tell you, because I will get him and he will be coming back on the show. He will tell you that he is an anarchist, and this is part of his larger anarchist mission, and that is to show how technology can render the entire notion of government obsolete. He spent the last 2 years developing firearms designed to be printed as easily as ink on a page, which in its own way neuters any attempt at gun control. He says that this is a way to jab the bleeding hearts of those total statists about humiliating the power that wants to humiliate you. They've also, and I've got one around here somewhere, they've also printed 3D magazines. I've got one of the Defense Distributed 3D magazines. Lower receivers for AR-15s printed by a 3D printer, as well as an entire 3D printed pistol called the Liberator. Now he says his switch from 3D printing to CNC milling metal makes the ubiquitous creation of usable lethal weapons one step more practical. He says that 3D printing of guns was a signal about the future. The ghost gunner is about the present. You can use this machine today to create something to the standards you're used to. The gold standard of the gun community is metal. Now, you don't have to have this to make this work. When you buy an 80% lower, you can buy something called the jig. And then you have to find the tools or the machinery to bore that out. Now, I've got two 80% lowers that I've done nothing with, and that's because I don't have the stuff to do it. I got those from Ares Armor.
It doesn't look that complicated, but when you're milling one of these things out, if you go a little bit too far in one direction or the other, you've ruined it. There's no getting back if you take out too much. So that's one of the reasons I have decided not to go after getting, you know, that remaining 20% to complete the lower receiver. Typically a CNC machine, you're talking tens of thousands of dollars. But up to this point, a hobbyist that wanted to, you know, do this kind of thing, he was looking at spending tens of thousands of dollars at the very least. At the very least. So we'll see how this goes. I'm sure Schumer, and I'm sure that Feinstein and all these people are going to be looking at this, because Cody attracts attention. He's selling this to fund further activities by Defense Distributed. So when we do this, if you buy one, if you go out and get one, well, you're funding an anarchist. Check them out at defensedistributed.com to get a look at that. But, I mean, it's all over the place right now. It looks about, it's not as big as a computer tower is tall, but it is much wider. You can set it on a table, plug it up, plug it into your PC, hit a button. Go have a cup of coffee, come back. You got a 100% AR-15 lower. Let's flip into the next hour. Coming up next, hopefully, Jan Morgan on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze-Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.